Okay, here we go. Tehillim Perek Aleph. Again, we could spend many, many hours and note there are three different areas, really, that we could focus on Tehillim. Number one, we need to recognize in each perek what was David HaMelech going through when he wrote it, like we mentioned in the Hakdamah, to understand the emotions and the feelings that he's having. Number two, we have to try to understand the pashupshat of the words and the messages. And number three, we could talk about the Mamari Chazal, or Chazal Darshan on the various psukim. So there's so many things that we could do. We could really spend many, many hours on each parak. But again, this is just an in and out, and we'll try to do what we can, as we have always done. But Tehillim really is very hard in that way, because really, everybody talks about Tehillim. We'll try to do what we can to try to give a little taste. So the parak starts off. This parak, really, we don't know exactly when David HaMelech wrote it, but David HaMelech basically talks about the tachlis of life. Life is about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Torah, staying away from the wicked, which could have evil influences, and recognize that there is schar v'onesh. Right? That's really the topic of the perek, the ultimate usher with an aleph in life is someone who is an Oved Hashem, and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps in mind everything that we do and everything that we don't do, and maybe right away, right? The Tzadik Varala Rasha V'Tovlo is such a major part of our life that David HaMelech right away has to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the way of Tzadikim. And we start off with Ashrei Ha'ish, the man. Ashrei, praised, or Rashi says here, Ashrei is from the word praiseworthy is, the praises of the man, right? The what makes a person. And we'll continue and see what he says. But even before Ashrei Ish, the David HaMelech starts off with Ashrei Ha'ish. Reb Pinkas writes in on page Ayin of his Sefer on Tehillim, the greatest thing that we could do in life, before we talk about influencing the world, and before we talk about influencing our community and our family, is building ourselves. That's the greatest Kiddush Hashem in the world. Livnos Es Ha'ish, Ashrei Ha'ish. Hadavar yechidi, the one thing that is in our control, says Reb Pinkas. Sov kol sov, adam eina yochal lasos es chavero yehudi tov, shomer Shabbos. You can't, it's not in your control to fix and to be mashpia on anything else other than yourself. Hamatara v'achov harishon hagadol b'yoser sheish liyehudi b'olamo hulasos me'atzmo adam me'ushar. Right, make myself me'ushar, make myself spiritually happy, make myself a Kiddush Hashem. The greatest thing, he writes, that the Chafetz Chaim did is not that he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, is not that he caused so many people not to speak Lashon Hara. The greatest thing that the Chafetz Chaim did is that he created the Chafetz Chaim. He built the Chafetz Chaim. Etzem ha'amadas Yehudi kazeh hu kiddush Hashem ba'ofen hanala v'amromen b'yoser she'itachin. You're sitting in between flights, he writes. What are you going to do? You have half an hour. You sit there, you learn, you try to think about how to become a better person. That could be the tachlis of our life. And that's Ashrei Ha'ish. The word Ashrei is symbolic here as well. Rashi quotes that there are 10 words that mean song. In Tehillim, Nitzuach, right, Lam Natzeach, Nigun, Mizmar, Shir, Halal, Tfila, Bracha, Oda, Ashrei, Halleluka. Ashrei is a lashon of a song. Also, Keneged, the 10 people that we already said in the Akdama, helped write, and the David collated and compiled from earlier sources that wrote songs. Adam, Alkisadek, Avra, Moshe, David, Shlomo, Asaf, and the three Bnei Korach. 10 and 10. The Malbim notes that there's a difference between Ashrei Ha'ish, the man who is Mu'ushar, a difference between a Mu'ushar and a Matzliach. Says the Malbim, as he always does, Kedarko Bakodesh, picking up on the wording, says the Malbim, Yesh Hevdel Bein Mu'ushar Bein Matzliach, Ha'atzlacha Hi Be'inyanim Olamiyim B'chayi Olam Hazeh. Hatzlacha means physical success in Chamrius. Osher is in Yonim Nafshi in Bechayi Olam Haba. And reaching Shleimus, Osher is like reaching Shleimus in spiritual matters. Ashrei Ha'ish. That's the word Ish. Reb Pinkas got us into Ish. And Ashrei, the Malbim notes. Yalkut, the first Yalkut, Yalkut Shimoni on Tehillim notes that David could have said, right, what's the first pasuk? Stay away from evil. David could have said, cursed are those who go and hang out with evil people. No. He says, blessed are those who don't. because speaking positively is crucial. The first Yalkut quotes, like the Gemara has in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, that Hashem was Ma'akim Sfasav. Hashem went out of his way, instead of saying Tameh, saying Asher Lo Tahor, like we know from the animals on the Teva. Amar David Afani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heir Alai. Vikech Hashem Lo Ish Kilvavo. Ma Bar'i Lo Hotzi Davar Meguna Mipiv. Av David Kach. He could have said that. Always speak positively. Always speak about lifting other people up. You can say the same thing by giving tochacha, by pushing somebody down or lifting somebody up, or by Pliskin in his Sefer on Tehillim, Growth Through Torah. The lesson is very important to us, for parents who speak to children, for teachers when speaking to students, for each and every one of us when we speak to each other. Always speak positively, lifting people up, not pushing them down. And one final point relating to the word Ashrei, the beginning, and that is, if you look in the Mefarshim here, not sure if it's here, but it's a Medrash. The Medrash, Rav Shechter quotes this Medrash in Hakdama to Be'ikvei Hatzon. Hakdama to Be'ikvei Hatzon, where the Medrash tells us the beginning of Dvarim Rabbah. Beginning of Perek Yud Aleph of Dvarim Rabbah. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, everyone gave a bracha and picked up from where the previous person ended. Vayitein Avraham is kol asher lo Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, Manasan lo, bracha nasan lo. Avram says, Vayitein lecha ha'elokim. Yitzchak stands up and says, Mimakam Shabazak Abba, Misham ani atchil. Abba Yitzchak v'yitein, Afani maschil v'yitein, v'yitein lecha ha'elokim. Right, that's the pasuk by Yitzchak to Yaakov. B'mechasam Yitzchak. Yitzchak finished with Kriya. Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov. Vayivarachoso. Amad Yaakov levarachas ha'shvatim. He says, I'm going to start off with Kriya. Vayikra Yaakov al banav. What was he finished with? With Zos. Zos asher tibel ha'maviyem. Moshe Rabbeinu. Zos ha'bracha. What did Moshe end off with? Ashrecha Yisrael. David HaMelech starts off with Ashrei ha'ish. Mizakenim es bonan. What's the message of this medrash? Rav Shechter explains, Limud galdo ba medrash lamdenu. Misora means connecting to the previous generation. It doesn't mean doing exactly the same things. Ela'af, and also, it's not just in terms of halacha, in terms of like giving brachas. That's life. Our life has to connect to the previous generations. But again, it doesn't mean to give the exact same brachas. It doesn't say to give the exact same brachas. It just means that they connected the last word and the new word. And he quotes from the Medrash, Masei Yagiyu Masei, the Masei Avosai, a Negiya. My Maisim have to be Negiya, connected to, touching. And that's why Yitzchak Avinu, he wanted to be like Avram, right? He was going to go down to Mitzrayim, and he was dig the wells. So Rav Shechter explains there that Yitzchak wasn't supposed to be like Avram. Yitzchak went all Tamima. There were differences. Mesorah does not mean that you do the exact same things as earlier generations. It just means you're a Hemshech. You're a Hemshech. And that's the message of the brachos that pick up where the previous one ended off. So the parak starts off, Ashrei ha'ish. Praised is the man, and the goal is to be a man, to create ourselves. Asher lo halak ba'atzas rishoyim, first person doesn't go in the way of the wicked. Uvederech hatoim lo amad, it doesn't stand in the way of the sinners. V'moshav leitzim lo yashav, and the moshav of scoffers, he does not sit. Right, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Darshan, this whole parak, a number of ma'amarim. One of them is that, you know, we have to be roes hanolat. Right, we can't go. If we start going to the Rishayim, then we'll end up standing with the Rishayim. And if we end up standing there, we'll end up sitting there. You have to see before roes hanolat and not even get to the place where you're going to go, and then you won't end up standing or sitting. The Malbim notes that there is a difference between a rasha, a chote, and a leitz. A rasha is somebody who sins on purpose. V'yesh hevdel bein rishayim uvein chatoim. Sharishayim heim hachotim mitzad hazadon v'hapshia. Bein adam l'makom, bein adam l'chaveiro. The openly wicked people. And therefore, that's the first step. Don't go near them. Don't go near them. L'chein amar atzas rishayim. Kim hachotim be'etza v'askala. They try to convince you. But then, let's say a person says, no, I'm not going to go there. They shouldn't even go in the realm of chatoim. Shaha chatoim im chotim mitzad ha-taif bilvad. Somebody just, he loses to the Yetzirah sometimes. He's not lahachis, so even there you can't sit. And then you might say, okay, I won't sit amongst, I won't be hanging out with the sinners of any kind. Leitzim, Leitzim are, says the Malbim, Yoshvei Kranos, Einam Paulim Ra, Aval Gam Lo Yasu Tov, Rak Rodfim Ruach Vehevel Veleitsanus, Veinam Oskim Batora. So says the Malbim, that's also not good, just the hanging out. So we have to make sure that we keep focused on who we are with, says the David HaMelech at the beginning of this Sefer. Who you are with and your chevra is so crucial. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, when he discusses Perek Vav, Perek Shishi, it's the derech of people to be influenced by who we are around. Derech bir yasu shala adam lios nimshach bideosav ubemaasav. The derech of a person is to be influenced, to be pulled in their mindset and in their actions, achareya v'chaverav, after my chevra, v'noeg b'minaganshe medinaso. It's hard to buck the trend. I'll be like my other people around me. Lefichach. That's why you got to choose who's going to be around you. Sarach adam lehischaber letzadikim v'leishev etzalachachamim tamid kidei sheyilban maaseyem. You have to choose who you are going to be around. V'yisrachik min harasham ahochem achoshech, to stay away from the wicked who still walk in darkness, kidei sheyilban maaseyem, so you don't learn from their ways. You have to be with the tzaddikim to learn from their ways, not be with the rishonim, stay away from them. V'husha Shlomo Amar. So first he quotes Shlomo in Mishlei, Holech es chachamim yachkam v'ruach k'silim yarua v'omer. And then he quotes Shlomo's father, our pasuk, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach batzas rishayim. That is the first message that David gives us. You're in a country that the people are not following the straight path. Switch. Yelech l'makam shanashav tzaddikim v'noagim v'derach tovim. Choose your place. Choose your place carefully, says the Rambam. And then he says, if the whole world is evil, just go out to the caves. Just go out to the caves, because you have to make sure to be in a place which is conducive for Avodas Hashem. So that is Lo Halach Basas Rishayim. So also in the Kamotzi Shalom Rav, which is a likut of modern day, he quotes from another thought. He quotes from Rav Uziel Meislish that maybe this pasuk is alluding to three stages of a person's life. Right? When we're younger, we're running, we're going. So when we were in halach batzas rishayim, and then v'derech chatam lo amad, in the middle of life is the yemei amida. We're not so fast, we're not so slow. Somewhere in the middle, could be standing. Moshev leitzim lo yashav, so it's like, in all three times, we shouldn't stay. And when we're younger, when we're in the middle, when we're older, we shouldn't be involved in things that we are not involved in. So that's the negative. But what should we be involved in? Kiim b'toras Hashem chefzo. Toras Hashem chefzo uvisoraso yege yomam v'layla. In Toras Hashem should be my desire, and in his Torah, yege yomam v'layla, he should be involved day and night. Day and night. Again, so much on this pasuk. Chazal darshan on that daf. Avodah Zarah Yilches Yates. Person is osik b'Torah. He starts off. It's first Torah Hashem. It's Hashem's Torah. But eventually, when he's kone, it becomes his Torah. Torah so is referring to the person, not just Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Even though obviously it's Torah Hashem, but that's what Chazal darshan. The Chassam Sofer says it should be dafka in that order. The Chassam Sofer in the end of Maseches Chulin, he says you have to make sure that a person sometimes comes to learn, and he wants to come up with his own chidushim right away, and come up with his own learn the Gemara and argue on the Rishonim. No, Torah Hashem Chefso. First Torah Hashem. First focus on the Torah, figuring out what the MS is. Don't build your own bias first. First Torah Hashem. Eventually, if you spend your whole life doing Torah Hashem Chefso, then maybe you'll get some chidushim yourself. Uvisoraso yege yom avalayla. But it's got to be based on earlier, says the Chassam Sofer in his commentary at the end of Maseches. The end of Maseches Chulin. Chefso also might be alluding to something else. Torah Hashem Chefso should be his desire, his chefetz. Right? There is a well-known comment of the Egle Tal. The Egle Tal in the Hakdamah to his Sefer talks about that there's a mistake that many people think that what the highest level of learning is. Umidei Dabri Zohar Ezkor, Masha Shamati Ksas B'nei Adam, says the Egle Tal. They stray from the wise path in terms of learning Torah, the Amru, and they say, someone who enjoys their learning and loves it, that's not so lishma. You enjoy your learning. It becomes part of you. No. K'momay alomei bepshitus, shein lomei alibut shum tainug, v'urak l'shem mitzvah. If you learn just l'shem mitzvah, it's dry. You don't get anything out of it. That's the highest level of learning. Says the Egle Tal, that's a terrible mistake. Aval alomei mis'ani b'limuda, hari mis'ari b'limuda gamanos atzmo, u'be'emes etos mefursam. A famous mistake, v'yada rabba. The opposite, kizeh hi ikar mitzvahs limud haTorah. This is the ultimate mitzvah of limud. Liosas v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudo. To be happy and love it. V'oz divrei Torah nivlon v'damo. And then it goes into your bloodstream. U'meach ha'shenene mi divrei Torah hu naseh dovuk laTorah. And when we're nene, we become connected to it. We become connected to it. That's limud haTorah l'shma. That's the highest level. Then he goes into the Rambam, who quotes Yasogadam Batorah Shalom Lishma. He doesn't have it by mitzvahs, only by Torah, because by Torah it becomes part of you no matter who you are. So that's Batorah Hashem Cheftso. Cheftso, his chifetz, his desire, his love, that's what he should have. Ubatorah so Yege Yom Valaila. And in his Torah, he's Yege. What does Yege mean? What does Yege mean? So the Mitzvah Sion here quotes two deis, whether Yege means thought or speech. Pam Teshamish Inni Machshava, sometimes Machshava, Kamo Hegyon Libi, as we're going to have later on in Perek Yutes. Upam Teshamish Inyin Dibur, sometimes later it means Dibur, like later on. Ulishoni Tege. So maybe this is a little nafkamina in terms of Torah. What about thinking about Torah? Thinking about Torah, that's the discussion, remember, in Simon Mem Zayin in Arachayim about Birchas HaTorah. Do you say Birchas HaTorah and Machshava? So we pask in Dibur, yes, Machshava, no. The Vilna Gaon argues on the Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean? Even Machshava, you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So why wouldn't you say Birchas HaTorah? That's the Gra L'Shitaso in many Nafkaminas. In that Simen, that the Gra holds that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore he feels. Make a bracha on Dibur. Bracha on Machshava. But anyway, this is Ubisaraso Yege Yom HaValayla. Day and night, we're learning every single second of the day. That's a very high, you know, a high standard, right? Nobody learns every second, right? We have to do what we can. Look what the Medrash says, that the Radak quotes. V'yefshel v'hagos yomam v'layla, malach tovu umanuso heichanu masayase. Ela, it means, it includes doing mitzvahs. Kol ha'makayim mitzvahs tefillin, ma'al ha'vakasav kilu lamad yomam v'layla. Kol ha'kori kriyash ma'ashachris v'arvis. Right, so it means mitzvahs, it means living a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Right, he says, maybe b'chol eishe yupanui, it just means every free moment. Right, reminds us of the Tosfos and Brachas, and Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Remember that Tosfos? Tosfos says, why do we say a bracha every time we go into the sukkah, but we don't say a bracha when we start learning Torah again after a big break? Why? Says Tosfos, is never a hefsik. The yeshlomer shiny Torah, she'eno miya'ish daito, to call shah adam mechuyav lomod. He never stops. Because he has a chiyuv every second. Dechziv, v'kitzvah yom v'laylav, havi k'mo yoshev kol hayom b'lo hefsek. If you're not miyayish daito, it's as if you're learning all day. And that's the Rav Soloveitchik, we've quoted often, explains this Tosfos in terms of two types of awarenesses. Latent awareness and acute awareness. When we're learning Torah, that's acute awareness of Torah. But when we are not learning Torah, that's latent. It's like when children are home, the mother is acutely aware of her children playing in front of her in the living room. When the child goes to school, the mother is doing other things, but there's a latent awareness. In the back of her mind, her children are always on her mind, and therefore there's never such a thing as no awareness. So Rav Soloveitchik said, that's the pshat of Tosfos, Enim Yaj Daito. He says, that's the pshat of Hadron Alach. Hadron Alach Meseches Ploni, because now I'm putting this Mesechta in a different compartment in my brain. In the latent awareness Mesechta, I'm going to put a different Mesechta in the acute awareness. But Torah is always there. It's latent or acute. So, also Yega Yom HaValayla, that could mean, again, Enam Yaish Daito. So it's Ke'ilu, you're learning Yom HaValayla. Vahaya Ke'ech Asul HaPal Ge'mayim. So now we switch. So this is the goal of life, the first two psukim. Stay away from evil and just be Osek Batorah and Hashem's mitzvahs. And if you do that, you'll be like a tree that's planted by streams of water. The Radak says you'll always have what you need. You'll always be sameach bechelko. But others, the Mesuda said this is talking about the reward, right? A tree will always have, which is always watered, will always have fruit. The fruit will always be there. The leaves will never wither. Will never wither. Rashi says a chazal, maybe it's talking about a tzaddik, its leaves, his leaves, even his sichos, sichos and shaltimei chachamim, not his Torah, just his sichos chulin. Those are the leaves of the tzaddik. Won't wither. V'cholasher yasi yatzliach. Whatever a tzaddik does, he will succeed. Lo kein harishayim. Unlike the wicked, kiim kamotz asher titzen neruach. It'll be like chaff that the wind blows away. Won't be sturdy or strong. Akein lo yakumu rishon b'mishpat. Rishon will not be successful in their judgment in the future. V'chatoim ba'adah tzaddikim. And chatoim, the sinners will not stand in the congregation of tzaddikim. Again, this is a major issue in life. David HaMelech starts off Perek Aleph with this message of live your life and know Hashem will give you reward. Remember, everyone holds that Schar Va'onish is one of the Anima, is one of the Yesodos HaEmunah, the Rambam is 13, the Sefer Yikarim only has 3, but this is also one of them. Schar Va'onish is also one of them. He has, right, Metzias Hashem, Torah Min HaShemayim, and Schar Va'onish. Ki Yodea Hashem Derech Tzadikim, Hashem knows the way of Tzadikim, V'derech Rishoyim Toved, and the way of the wicked, Hashem will destroy Toved, it will be lost. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows and takes care. This is how David HaMelech starts off Perek Aleph. Many different messages. Baruch Hashem, we've had Aschala. Until next time, Perek Beis.